You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So I'm Sophie Hanford and I'm 18. I just graduated Kapiti College last year and I got involved because there was a Facebook group made by a couple of teachers from Auckland, and then students kind of were added into that and the group was passed around and different people could join the group, and then nothing really came of it, so I was like, oh, let's make a working group, and then from there it just kind of snowballed into something that we never really saw happening, but we're super happy with how it's going so far. So there's a global school strike for climate on the 15th of March, and this whole movement was pretty much inspired by Greta Thunberg from Sweden, and then the Australian group jumped on board as well and organised a national Australian strike. And then from there, the idea was thrown around to do a global strike and actually unite countries from all around the world instead of just uniting people in those countries. So at the moment there's, I don't know how many countries, but it's a lot of countries and countries coming on board every single day. Today we heard from India and they're getting on board. So in New Zealand so far we've got about 10 events organised. And more events are coming to us every day. People have already organised things and just wanting us to make a Facebook event. So essentially, we are doing what the Australians and what the European countries have done, and just striking for the right to a safe climate future. And we're striking because we want action now, and we want this to be moved up the priority list, because if we don't do anything now, we're not going to have time to act, and we won't actually have anywhere to be and kind of an economy to build on. So yeah,
just as a side note, did this kind of campaign have anything to do with the protests in the UK last week by high school students? Was that something linked?
Yeah, so what they do in the UK is they do this thing called Fridays for Future, where students are actually striking every Friday. So that's a movement that I think was started in Europe, and then this kind of global strike is a way for other countries to be supported by the European countries, and a chance for people who would potentially like to get involved in that Fridays for Future movement to set up the structures and kind of work out how this whole striking thing works.
Right.
So yeah, they are definitely linked.
Yeah. So in terms of the actual strike, what is involved? Does this mean that there are going to be a whole bunch of students walking out of school on this day?
Yeah, essentially. So some centres are doing it differently. Quite a few centres at the moment are doing walkouts. So they're starting from around 12. So essentially we just want students to stand up and leave and go to wherever the place is that's been organised in the area. Some places are doing gatherings. Some places are operating it more like a march. But we do encourage people to kind of make signs and bring them along and kind of really capture that. But yeah, we're wanting to make it as positive as possible. We don't want to spread kind of a doom and gloom message, but at the same time we do want to kind of prove that kind of action is needed urgently. So yeah.
Do you think that there will be any kind of backlash in terms of, I guess, truancy issues?
Yeah, so that's something that we have thought about and had quite a few questions about. So how we're posing it to some schools, and they've picked it up, is they're actually running it as a school trip, so getting permission from the kids' parents, and then taking them out on like an education outside the classroom day, because these kinds of events in the different centres will have kind of speakers and performances and stuff like that that the kids can watch. So that's one way that it's happening. And also another way is just there are quite a few principals who are keen to support it, and they're kind of sending the word out to parents and working it out that way. So the main way we're trying to avoid that is by going through the school, so we don't just have kids ditching and then, yeah, no one really knowing why or what's going on.
Yeah, so that basically, I guess that's showing though that there are schools and teachers and principals who are actually on board with the issue.
Yeah, and I mean, so far out of everyone we've talked to, we've had a couple, but I mean that's like a needle in a haystack. We've had so many teachers who are keen to get behind us, who are like, yeah, really, really, really supportive. So it's been pretty amazing so far to see that.
Sorry, that's some wind or something.
Sorry.
That's all good. So, because the whole point of the issue itself, like what I took away from it anyway, is that actually you know, you are the generation, and me as well, I suppose I'm 25, but we will be around when when shit really hits the fan, basically. And it is already hitting the fan for so many people. But it's almost what I'm taking from this event is you guys are actually directly calling out those that have the power to do something now before it is too late.
Yeah, I mean, that you couldn't have put it better. I think the kind of really scary thing about this now is that kind of there keeps on being more things published that in 10, 12 years' time our actions are going to be irreversible and we actually won't be able to do anything. So we're kind of sick and tired of this just being put down the priority list, being disregarded as something that's not happening, being unacknowledged, being just, yeah, being genuinely not really thought about. And I think for us, for me as a young person and for the rest of the group that's getting on board and helping to organise it, we're just kind of sick of it being thrown around as something that's not important. And it is a crisis, and it does need to be addressed as a crisis, because we can't really get anywhere in solving it if we're addressing it as something that it's not. So I think that, like, I can't stress it enough how important it is to act now. And I think that's something that, yeah, is a cool thing about this movement is that there's this day, the 15th of March, where youth all around the country and the world are going to stand up and all say that, and all say that kind of action now is the way we need to go.
Yeah. I do want to make a note too that you are incredibly well spoken as a spokesperson, but generally about this topic. Is this your first foray into activism?
Yeah. Yeah. I've never done anything like this before, so I'm learning as I go.
What's that process been like in terms of actually learning what you need to do in terms of organising and dealing with different people?
It's been pretty crazy. So I guess the only kind of experience I've had so far has been in school. I was head girl last year, but that was kind of the only experience I've had, and it wasn't really kind of dealing with the public as such. It was just the school community. So I think, yeah, all of the stuff that I'm learning along the way is just incredible, and just people that are getting involved in the movement, and I'm being able to learn from them and kind of see how they're taking it as well. So I'm learning new things every day, and I'm really grateful for the things I'm learning from it.
Yeah, that would be the same for a lot of students though, right, in terms of perhaps not necessarily engaging in politics in such a way like this, I suppose.
Yeah, we're all kind of learning together, and that's the cool thing about it too, is that none of us really necessarily know what to do, but we're all passionate, and we all know that we're doing it for the right reasons, and we all know that hopefully it will make a difference. We all know that eventually we're really, really hoping that, I mean, even if we have to do more strikes, we're willing to do that. We're willing to, yeah, put in the energy until we actually see some action. But it is cool because we're all learning and none of us necessarily know the right path to take. So we're kind of working together and sorting that out as a group. So yeah, it's a really, really cool process.
Is there anything else you wanted to add? What can people do to sort of get involved if they're not students?
Yeah, I was going to say that. That's cool. We really, really want students to come along, obviously, but we also would like teachers and parents to come along and stand in solidarity. We're not kind of, although it is a student-led movement, we would like people to support where they can. So you can go onto our website, schoolstrikesforclimatenz@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook page as well, which can be accessed. So that's probably the main thing. But in terms of organising events, like, we encourage people to just get things started in their community and really spread the word. Sorry, I just have to quickly get on the bus.
No, that's okay. Hold on.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
So, we really do just want people to stand with us. We don't want to exclude anyone from the movement at all. And we've had lots of people reach out with little kind of skills that they're willing to contribute to the movement, whether it be like graphic design or helping with social media, helping with publishing things and spreading them as far and wide as we can. We've had lots of people just contact us about that. So if you have any things you might want to offer to the movement or ways that you might want to support, we're open to anything, and it's really cool to actually hear from people and see how they're willing to support. So, yeah, but the main thing is just to think about why it's important, I guess, and think about the burden of inaction and how if we don't act now, we'll not only have to reap the kind of environmental consequences but the economic consequences as well. So, yeah, essentially that's probably what I want to say on that.
Brilliant. I just want to make a note, I probably will keep in the noise of you getting on the bus and stuff because it's very young person in action like.
Oh, all good.
Okay.
No, I just had to swipe my snapper card and it wasn't working.
I know, I could hear.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.